This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The Taliban continue their lightning offensive in Afghanistan 2 weeks before the United States officially ends its war. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The insurgents now hold half the provincial capitals, including their birthplace of Kandahar, Afghanistan's second biggest city. While the capital of Kabul is not yet under direct threat, the Taliban do control more than two-thirds of the country. The latest U.S. military intelligence assessment suggests if current trends hold, they could gain full control of Afghanistan within just a few months. At the Pentagon, though,
no potential outcome has to be inevitable, including the fall of Kabul.
Spokesman John Kirby said this week the tide can still turn if Afghan forces use the advantages gained over 20 years and if the Afghan government shows more leadership. U.S. troops are heading to Kabul to help evacuate embassy personnel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling for international support to help hundreds of thousands of Afghan civilians fleeing the intensified fighting. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by the unfolding humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. It warns of a record number of civilian casualties this year if there is no significant de-escalation of violence. UNHCR spokeswoman Shabia Montu calls the situation dire.
We're also seeing the number of civilian casualties really spiraling alarmingly, and an increasing proportion of women and children are among those that are targeted.
Montu says the UNHCR and its partners are providing humanitarian assistance to nearly 400,000 displaced people. Among their most critical needs, she says, are food, shelter, hygiene, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News. U.S. health regulators have approved COVID-19 vaccines for those with weak immune systems. AP's Rita Foley reports.
If you have a severely weakened immune system, the FDA says you can get a booster shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Just wait at least 28 days after getting your second shot before you get the booster. But the FDA's decision applies only to this high-risk group. That's likely no more than 3% of U.S. adults. This is not an opening for booster doses for the general population. Health officials are continuing to closely monitor if and when the average American's immunity wanes enough to require boosters for everybody. I'm Rita Foley.
Some schools and local governments in the state of Texas are openly defying Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The board of the Houston Independent School District passed a mask mandate for the upcoming school year at a very heated board meeting Thursday night. While some parents objected in sound provided by KTRK,
this mask mandate is illegal, abusive, and tyrannical behavior.
Pediatrician Christina Probst offered some facts.
I can tell you, anyone here who thinks children do not get COVID, there are children who have died this week in the Texas Medical Center who have died. Excuse me, sir. You're taking my time.
Parents told the school board they think the mask mandate is unconstitutional and they will defy it by sending their kids to school without one. I'm Shelley Antler.
Police in Thailand's capital fired rubber bullets and tear gas Friday to stop hundreds of protesters who were attempting to march to the prime minister's residence, demanding that he resign over his handling of the country's coronavirus crisis. Hundreds of protesters gathered and burned a large pile of spoiled fruit to symbolize the economic costs of what they call the government's failure to properly control the outbreak. Thailand reported a record of more than 23,000 new COVID cases Friday. The government has been heavily criticized for failing to procure timely and adequate vaccines. Intense heat baking Italy pushed northward toward the popular tourist destination of Florence Friday, while wildfires charred the country south. Meanwhile, Spain appeared headed for an all-time record high temperature as a heat wave kept southern Europe in a fiery hold. Italy saw temperatures in places above 40 degrees Celsius and Rome broiled. By late afternoon Friday, the heat in Florence had reached 39 degrees Celsius. That city and Bologna also were issued alerts for Saturday by the health ministry. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.